All right, Ray, this was had a little bit of a different feel than yesterday. You know, there's a lot of speculation about trades in the first round, but it was the second and third round where you guys were making some moves. Just kind of explain to us kind of what went into each one of those deals.
Each one's different. For us, you know, you take a look at who's available and kind of how the draft is going. And so from our perspective, you look at the second round move and it seemed like everybody was target shooting. People were trading up. So when people trade up a lot, it seems like they're more target shooting on, I have a specific guy that I want and I'm going to get him. So from that perspective, we felt better about certain guys making it to a certain point in the draft. So calculated risk, and thank God it worked out for us.
Yeah, just to explain what you saw in Nate Orchard. I know he's a guy you guys have been talking to back to the Senior Bowl.
He is a difference maker. The guy plays like a Brown. We talk about those attributes and relentlessness and toughness and competitive and accountable. I mean, the guy, when you watch the tape, he's all of those things and more. I mean, you watch the Senior Bowl tape, you watch his production at Utah. This is a guy that loves the game, plays the game like he loves the game. And so those are all attractive qualities for us.
Yeah, really mature guy, too, and really interesting backstory. How much have you guys gotten to know him throughout this process?
We got to know him pretty well. And I think how he kind of treated it, the professionalism, like you said, the maturity, you know, very dedicated family guy. We, like I said, talk about the accountability and not a lot to say in as far as negative about Nate. I mean, he's the kind of guy we want in this building and in this community.